Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into Chaos Radio. Your host, Derek Oliver. Controversial chaos and committed spiritual chaos for your listening pleasure.
You cannot tell me on the ideas what you're gonna say, what you wanna hear. You might think it's right, and I might think it's right. You might think it's wrong, and I might think it's right. Sit back, relax, and just chill with your bad self. Put your mouth and your feet back on bottom.
Good evening, everyone. This is Derek Oliver. This is Chaos Talk. I got a word for you on this Thursday evening. I want to thank everyone for joining us live right now on Blog Talk Radio. For those that don't know, that's on the phone lines at 845-277-9094. Also, we're on the internet, which the website to go to is Blog Talk Radio, all one word, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. You put that in, it'll pop right up, and our show will be live right there on the internet. And that's, again, it's Blog Talk Radio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. And that's on the internet, and you can reach us at 845-277-9094. Again, we're gonna have a great word for you guys out there today. We've been doing this is our third week doing it. Last week we had over 4,000 listeners and two souls that got saved. Right now, before we even started to come on at 6, at like 5:45, 5:50, we had over 2,300 people waiting for the show to come on, and that's all over the country. And I just want to say thank you for supporting this part of Chaos. I got a word. And we're going to hear from some preachers from my hometown today, and they're going to enlighten you with a word. I'm excited about hearing them. But before they come on, I'm going to give a little background on them, tell you a little bit about what we got coming up. And again, the Lord is blessing the Chaos Show. We're reaching people all over the place. Tonight, we're going to be in some prisons, and we're going to be in some group homes tonight. We're on live right now in those places. I can't say those places, but we're on live there, just for their protection. And, you know, a lot of rules, we can't say the places, but we're on in some places that really need to hear a word. And what we got going on in the world today, we need to hear a word, first and foremost. Again, Chaos Talks, we want to thank all my sponsors for Chaos, Pepsi, the Royal Caribbean, Brentwood Publishing, Pizza Hut, and our new sponsor, Finish Line, for sponsoring this part of the program. And like I said, again, I want to give props to Blog Talk, who now, the last few weeks, been giving me numbers of how many people we can see listening in to us as we enter the radio and internet. They can let me know how many people are listening, and I'm truly grateful for that. Also, we're on live in Atlanta, Buford, Georgia, on an AM station on 1510 AM in Buford, Georgia. And also, we're on XM Radio, XM Radio 32 out of Cleveland, Ohio as well. So we're representing the radio, we're representing the internet, and we're representing XM Radio all at the same time this evening. This evening, I have some preachers. I'm waiting for one more to come on. And it's not his fault, it's my fault, because I got tied up and the information was not sent out correctly, so hopefully he'll be on in a few minutes. But we have some preachers. I've been knowing all these preachers, pastors, bishops, I'm going to say over 30 years of my life. And I don't want to give my age, but about 30 years they've been preaching the gospel, and they're capable of giving a word for 7 minutes. And I'm just thankful that they was able, when I called them, they didn't give me the and I'm saying this because it's true. Sometimes you call people and ask them to give a word, it's more than the conversation. Either you're going to give the word or you ain't going to give the word. And I'm so happy that they was compliant with the Lord, and they're going to share their talents and how well they preach the gospel to everybody. Again, I'm excited about being live on Blog Talk tonight. I'm excited for the blessings that we're doing, the blessing that the Lord is giving us, and the direction he's giving us. I'm just co-pilot, and the Lord is just driving the plane where he wants it to go and reaching the people he wants it to reach. And I'm just glad I'm just being a vessel, a willing vessel to do what we're getting ready to do. And with that being said, I'm going to talk about the preachers that we got coming up. First young preacher we got coming up, a young man in Warren, Ohio. He is, we went to church together. I used to be a youth pastor, an assistant pastor. We fellowshipped and we served under the same pastor, Pastor Maines, for a long time. And I've been knowing this young man when he was a little boy. He's a grown man now, married with three kids, and he's been preaching as long as I've been knowing him. And when I say this in the utmost respect. He started out preaching, and he ended up being called to preach. So he's been in the Word a long time. Even though he's young, he started out in the church, and he remains to be in the church. And I'm proud of him. Because you can look back and you can see that he's still running for the Lord. He's still fighting for the Lord. And I just want to just have him come on, and I'm going to give you 7 minutes. Before your 7 minutes start, Elder Brandon, I want you to give background about where you go to church, your family, and then whatever the Lord has for you, we're gonna be in your hands. So right now we're in the hands of Elder Brandon Williams. Brandon Blair, I'm sorry.
Hi, I'm Elder Brandon Blair. I'm from Warren, Ohio. My home church is called Higher Ground Ministries under the leadership of Elder Aaron Johnson. That's in Warren, Ohio on Belmont Street, on 327 Belmont Street. And I'm married for 2 years and with three kids. So the Lord has been good, and he's been blessing me. And that's it. Should I go on and give my word?
Yeah, Doc, it's all on you. We're waiting to hear from you.
All right. So my message is coming from Acts 2. You know, there's a familiar passage. It says, on the day of Pentecost, when they were gathered in one place, you know, there was a mighty rushing wind, but it came one sound. When that one sound alerted and came, it was one sound. So you have to be on one accord in order to hear from God, in order for God to move. It can't be a discord. You have to be on one accord for the Holy Ghost to move in your life. And that's probably what's wrong with some of us right now, is that we are discord and don't even know, because we're disconnected from the Holy Ghost. And when we're disconnected from the Holy Ghost, all we hear is fleshly things. We don't hear spiritual things. All we hear is carnal things. And once you connect it to the vine, once you connect it to the Holy Ghost will be able to speak to you. Some things when you got the Holy Ghost, you won't be able to do, because the Holy Ghost will alert you not to do it no more. So when you have the Holy Ghost, that's why, you know, they say you have to have the Holy Ghost and able to be able to lead, is because you got to hear from God when he's talking to you. When he's leading you, you got to be able to understand where the Spirit is leading you, because you can't lead a flock of people if you're not hearing and adhering to the word of God. God is speaking to this nation right now. He's speaking to the nation. We have to be as one, so we can unify and be a mighty force against the enemy's kingdom. And we have to be against the enemy's kingdom. We have to be on one accord. It can't be no discord. We have to be on one mind, one place, at the same time. And the Holy Ghost have to alert us and move in our life. Oh, do I have some witnesses out there that we want the Holy Ghost to alert us and be aware? I feel the Holy Ghost even now that I'm speaking. There's someone that needs the Holy Ghost and needs the Holy Ghost to move in your life. Oh, I believe in the Holy Ghost, and we have to operate as a church of the Holy Ghost. That's why the church is now sinking, is because we're not operating on the move of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm waiting for some more, Doc. You still got some time, but all right, we're gonna keep it moving. We're gonna keep it moving. We're gonna come to round two. I want you to get your breath, Elder, and get ready for round two when I come back to you. I definitely appreciate that word. You're getting everything started up for it. Next, I'm going to have that was Elder Blair, Brandon Blair. And he just gave an insightful word. I'm going to keep it moving, and I'm going to come to now to Bishop Noel Vaughn. I've been knowing him, I like to say, since 1991, when he moved. I believe he moved in, he'll correct me if I'm wrong, from California. I think it was in 91, 92 is when I first met him. And I've been knowing him for a long, long time. He's been in the area for a long time, and I know he's been doing a lot of great things in the area, a great man of God, and you're about to hear from him. And he'll tell you about his church, what he got going on, and then he'll give you a prophetic word, a word that we know is coming from the Lord. Bishop.
Blessings, blessings, amen, and praise God for you, man of God. And Derek, it's exciting again to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm humbled and I'm honored, and I want to get into what I believe the Lord has given me. You know, I believe, based on the Word of God, that we as men and as women of God should adhere to the Scripture. In the book of Philippians chapter 3, that says we are to humble ourselves and to make of ourselves no reputation. So I really don't have a church. The church belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. I simply manage and actually instruct instructors now. I'm a pastor over New Vision Christian Church Center. I'm the bishop and the apostle. I've got several works that are going and minister to many people. I teach both having my own Bible college along with being a professor at a Bible college in Columbus, Ohio, and been known throughout the world and have done a lot of good works in the Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, I can do nothing. John chapter 15 says without him, we can do nothing. So I don't want to say that I've done all this great this and all this great that. It's been him who works in me and through me, that his people might be blessed. And so I'm honored. From a family, I've been married for 35 years. I have five daughters, amen, and 17 grandchildren. And I keep getting younger and stronger by the power of God as I trust in him. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. And you'll find out that that spirit of which Mr. Brandon was talking about, that power, that Holy Spirit that moves in you, he gives you inside power, the power inside to live out what God has called you to do and be. And I'm speaking to those who are called of God. We all are called to be saints, but those who have been instructed by God to move out and to do exploits and to do mighty things in his wonderful and powerful name, the name of the Lord Jesus. So I want to pray you real quick. Father, in Jesus' name, I praise you and I thank you that by the Spirit of the living God, I magnify you, that ears are open to hear your word. And I thank you, Father, that their eyes are open to see, Lord God, what you have for them, that you're a God of all justice, you're a God of all power. And I praise you and I thank you in the name of Jesus, Father God, for what you shall do, kish, kondurabando, in their minds and in their lives. I praise you that your word will not be bound, neither will any spirit come against them successfully and hinder what you desire to do, what you'll say, by faith in Jesus' name. I worship you, and I pray this prayer now. Now, I want to share briefly here with you in these few moments of time that God is the God of justice. God is the God of justice, and when we talk about God of justice, we know that we're going through quite a bit of turmoil in this country with, amen, protesting and, amen, standing for Black Lives Matter, and we know that all lives matter, but specifically what God is doing in the area of with us as a people. I'm a Black man here in America, and I know that by the Spirit of the living God, God is raising up Black men. And the fight and the attack that has been on us, amen, is for a reason. There's a purpose, because we have purpose in this world. You're created by God with a purpose, and amen, in order for you to find out what your purpose is, you need to find the God of purpose. And we know that the Lord Jesus is that God of purpose. Well, with purpose, he gives you power to fulfill it. And just as the man of God has said earlier, amen, you need power. The book of Acts, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit came, and when the Holy Spirit came, it sat upon them as tongues of fire. That tongues of fire, we know, represents energy. They were both the light and there was energy. That energy went from being on top of them to inside of them as a wind and rushing wind. When wind and fire hit, there's a spreading that takes forth, and the Spirit of the Lord was spread inside of them, and they began to speak with a new tongue as the Spirit gave them utterance. It was a word that God gave them, a supernatural language, and I'm here to tell you today that supernatural language can be and shall be yours. All you have to do is ask. The Bible says in the book of Luke, the 11th chapter, the 13th verse says, if you ask, you shall receive. He then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask? And if you ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, fill me now with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit will come, the Holy Spirit will fall. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The Holy Spirit will spring up in you. You'll speak with a new language. Speak with a new tongue by the Spirit of the living God. Even now, I know that the Holy Spirit is falling, and the Holy Spirit is spreading, and the Holy Spirit is coming upon you. And amen, you're not going to know what you're saying, because it ain't you you're talking to. You're talking to the Father in heaven, and because you're talking to the Father in heaven, amen, that language is a connection. You have a supernatural communication channel with God when you speak in tongue. I'm going to help you now. Amen. What is this speaking in tongue all about? When you speak in tongue, there's a supernatural connection that you have with him. He understands you, but you don't understand you, and you don't understand what you're saying to him. Therefore, you cannot interfere with what it is he desires for you. You find purpose, amen, as you could continue to pray in the Spirit, as you continue to speak in tongue. I've been speaking in tongues since I was 27. I'm going on 63 now. So for 30-some-odd years, I've been praying in tongue on almost a daily basis. Hours sometimes I pray in tongue. The reason is because the more I pray in the Spirit, the more it revealed to me. There are mysteries and secrets that God desires for you to have. There are things that God has showed you in visions and dreams. Then God will unfold, and he'll let you know what those things are as you spend time in the Spirit. You can't do it with your natural brain, with your intellect, with your head. You need the Holy Ghost to do it. Now, while I've said that and shared that, I want to talk about God being that God of power and justice. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, he says in verse 5, "Behold, the day comes, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto you David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper." Because he's talking about a kingdom. We serve a king in a kingdom, and the language of the kingdom is in the spirit. And the Bible tells us that he shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In the days Judah shall be saved, this is verse 6, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness, or Jehovah Tishkenu. We know based on the word of God that God desires for us to be righteous and to seek righteousness. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you." So God will add to you. God will add to you. God's desire is to give to you, but you've got to seek him in righteousness. Well, he is the God of righteousness. And when we pray in the spirit of God, we're praying in that spirit of righteousness. There's a supernatural endowment that you receive when you receive the Holy Spirit. So those of you who have not received, ask and you shall receive. Those of you who need to understand the visions and the Boko Shabbat, the revelation that God has in his word, it is the Holy Spirit that brings understanding to you. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of understanding. He is the teacher. He will enlighten you. He'll open your eyes of understanding. And my prayer for you today is that it does that for you and does that with you. And so we know by the Spirit of God, without the power of God, we cannot have the justice that God desires. Without the power of God, yes, we can meet, yes, we can go, yes, we can protest, but listen, when we protest and have the Spirit of the living God behind us, amen, heaven will back up all that we desire for him to do. I'm not talking about just standing still, but I'm talking about moving out in faith and in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we know that is what God desires, that is what matters, that's what you need today to do and accomplish all that God desires for you to do and accomplish. You need some power, and you need to be backed up by the Holy Spirit. So, amen, that's the word that I have for you today.
Amen, amen. All right, all right. Bishop Vaughn, I am saying your last name right. Bishop Vaughn?
Yes, sir, that's it. You got it, man.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, I don't want disrespect. But Bishop Vaughn, that's a very powerful word. And I'm going to give you a chance to catch your breath, and we're going to come right back to you. I'm coming back to Minister Blair in a second, but I'm going to do something a little different than what I've been doing. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to have a song play as I get ready for Minister Blair to come back and bless us with another five-minute sermonette, and then that'll be followed by the bishop, and then we'll just go from there. But I'm really enjoying this. I want to thank again Blog Talk for showing me a number. We have 3,600 people as of right now, so hearing the word of God, and we're just going to pray in the second half that souls will be saved from the second half of this show. I'm gonna let some worship music play for a few minutes, and we'll come right back with Elder Blair.
I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Hang me.
Chaos Talk, I have a word, and we're going to keep it moving on. We have up next is great friend of mine, great brother of mine, been serving in the Lord for a very long time. Again, he don't need no introduction after what he just gave when he started us off, so I'm coming right back to Elder Blair. Elder Blair?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. I want to refresh on the second verse in Acts. I mean, the second chapter in Acts, after they received the Holy Ghost, and it came in like a mighty rushing wind. In the 41st verse, it speaks about that there were about 3,000 that receive the Holy Ghost. And when there's people gathered together in his name on one accord, that's when the mighty rushing wind comes. And when the mighty rushing wind comes, that's when the power and the evidence of it will come with it. And then that's when the people begin to be saved. That's when people begin to be delivered. And we're in a time now where we're not seeing deliverance in the church. Why we're not seeing deliverance in the church? It's because there's a whole lot of confusion around the church in this day and hour. And what we have to do is, we have to get on one accord. And when we get on one accord, like the day of Pentecost, in that 41st verse, there were about 3,000 that were filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's the evidence of prayer. That's the evidence of supplication. That's the evidence of suffering with God. That's the evidence, of going in and laying on your face. See, this ain't a plaything. You got to lay on your face to get this Holy Ghost. I remember when I got the Holy Ghost, when I thought I had the Holy Ghost, you called the midwife. And they said, no, baby, you ain't got it yet. And I thought I had it. I was crying in tears. And they said, no, baby, you ain't got it yet. And so when I went down another time, and when you go down and you get serious with the Holy Ghost, and it comes down like a mighty rushing wind, and tears and unknown tongues begin to come out your mouth, and it's uncontrollable, oh my God, today, and it speaks up fire, and that's when people begin to be affected by the tongues. That's when people be affected by the Holy Ghost, and we now need to reintroduce the Holy Ghost to the church, because the Holy Ghost is not in the church now, and we got to reintroduce the Holy Ghost to the church, oh my God, today. And once we reintroduce the Holy Ghost to the church, that's when souls will be saved. That's when souls will be delivered. That's when souls are come and be free. That's when souls will receive the Holy Ghost. Once we come on one accord, and remind you, there were about 3,000 that were filled on that day with the Holy Ghost. My God, today, oh, when you get the Holy Ghost, you get a new energy. You get a new sense of thinking. The Holy Ghost will lead you in a different way. Oh, my God, today. Oh, it's about the Holy Ghost leading you, talking with you, communing with you. It's about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. And once we are in the Holy Ghost, we'll know how to talk to people. We'll know how to be around people and fellowship with people, because the Holy Ghost leads you. And that's the word that I have for you on today.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, the Holy Ghost. Until the church get back to the Holy Ghost, you know, there's no power. And we all know where the power comes from and what a power source is. And I just want to thank you, Elder Brand. I need you to hold on 1 second, because I'm going to want to holler at you before we close out. I have the bishop now. He's going to come in and he's going to take us home with a final word. Go ahead, Bishop.
So we praise God and thank God for the Holy Spirit. We know that, amen, we are on one accord when we are in the Holy Spirit. As Minister Brandon had said, and amen, it's the Holy Spirit, amen, that we need. And I believe, based on the Word of God, that as the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us into all truth, that we need his leading. In fact, he had given a wonderful scriptural reference in the book of Acts, and those 3,000 souls that were won, the Bible says they added to the church daily. So God continued to add to the church as they stayed in line with the teaching. The apostles were teaching, and Peter, being the chief apostle at that time, he stood up in leadership, and God began to lead him and guide him. And I'm just led of the Spirit to then kind of go some years ahead. Peter was teaching. The church was growing, and there was a persecution that came against the church, came against the people. They were all spread out in Acts chapter 8. And as they continued to be spread out, Peter was found by God to having been led to an assignment. And I believe today, as I'm on the air here with you all, this is part, Elder Derek, of the assignment that God has given me. Because one of the assignments that I have as a bishop and as an apostle is to, amen, minister to people in receiving the Holy Spirit. And I know, even though I'm not physically and tangibly with you, you know, through the flesh, the word goes forth in the spirit, because the Bible tells us, according to John 6:63, that my word is spirit and my word is life. And the Bible says, according to Psalms, that his word runs swiftly in the earth realm. Well, so as I'm speaking this word, I believe that those who have an ear to hear by faith are receiving this word. And even now, the Spirit of the Lord is there for them to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, according to Acts chapter 10, here now Peter, and I'm referencing him, who was in the upper room, who administered to those people, who actually led those 3,000 in the receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then now it says in Acts chapter 10 that he was led to go with Cornelius, not down in anything, and they were all in one accord. I love that word the man of God gave. They were in one accord. They were in one place. And as they were assembled together, the Bible says that in the act in Acts 10:34, Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. God doesn't care how young, how old you are, black or white, red or yellow. God doesn't care. All he wants you to do, first of all, is receive his son, Jesus Christ. And when you receive Jesus Christ, now you're qualified to receive the promise of the Spirit. That's receiving the baptism with the Holy Ghost." And God says here, based on his word, verse 35, that in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say to ye, know what was published throughout all Judea and beginning Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are his witnesses of all these things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and Jerusalem, who they slew and hung on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto the witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. And to him gave all the prophets witnesses that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remissions of sin. So we receive Jesus Christ first. And then the Bible goes on to say, while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell upon all them that heard the word. And they have the circumcision which believed were astonished, for as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. How did we know it was poured out? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So even now today, I pray in the name of Jesus, as you're listening to the sound of my voice, that the Holy Spirit be poured out upon you. That even now, that the Holy Ghost fill you with power, fill you with His presence, lead you into His kingdom right now, in the name of Jesus. In fact, if you'll say this with me, I don't know where you're at, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but if you'll just ask God, in the name of Jesus, and you say, Father, I believe that Jesus is the Christ. I believe that Jesus is Lord, and I receive Him as my Savior. I receive Jesus Christ. I believe right now that He died for my sins and that He rose from the dead. I believe in the name of Jesus that as I give my life to Him today, right now, that He would fill me with the Holy Spirit. Father, fill me with Your precious Holy Spirit, that from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I might receive the Holy Ghost. And now, in the name of Jesus, as you have prayed that prayer in Jesus' name, I ask the Father for you, on your behalf, in Jesus' name, to fill you now. And I want you to just allow the Holy Ghost to come upon you, and even now, allow the Spirit of the living God to give you that supernatural language. He can do it where man can't. He can do it in the name of Jesus. Let me leave you with this short testimony. Years ago, I was actually ministering and had finished ministering a particular group setting. And a man came to me. I showed him in the scriptures and led him in the scriptures based on the word of God that it is the will of God for every believer to receive the Holy Spirit. But you must be a believer in Christ Jesus. And as he came to me and he said, I'm ready to receive. I said, well, I want to pray for you. While he stood in front of me, I was getting ready to pray. The Holy Spirit came on him and he began to speak with a new tongue as the Spirit gave him utterance. I have confidence in God, not in myself, not in man, not in anybody, but God from above, that if you by faith ask to receive the Holy Spirit, even by faith now you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He'll do it for you because He's just that kind of a God. So I believe in the name of Jesus, after you receive, call in. Let Elder Derek know that you received the gift of the Holy Spirit, even today on the telephone, that you received the renewing of the Spirit, led by the Spirit, as the man of God said in Brandon, renewed in your mind and in your heart now to do the will of God. Allow the Holy Spirit. He's going to give you a language you're not going to understand it. If you'll write this down, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. I'm saying it so you can get it in your spirit, so you can write it down somewhere. But when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, the Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. In fact, the Bible says his understanding is unfruitful, which means you're not going to understand what you're saying because you're not talking to you. You're talking to God. And because you're talking to God, God will give you supernatural guidance. He'll lead you. He'll guide you into all truth. He'll give you understanding and revelation in the Bible like you never had before. And you'll begin to fulfill the purpose and the plan of God. There are some of you who are called by God to do a work of the Lord, and you don't know where to begin. Well, as you begin in the Holy Spirit, the Lord will lead you, and He'll show you not just to go to a church, but to go to a leader, to go to someone who will be able to train you up and develop you and to lead you out into doing the will and the work of the Lord. I believe that this day God has shut churches down, even though they're opening now, they're shut down to be able to go out and do the work of the Lord. Even the last couple of days, people have been coming. I've been going. They've been receiving the Holy Spirit. I've laid hands on some because I was physically and tangibly able to do that. But to others, amen, simply do prayer. Do the telephone. People have received the Holy Spirit. Over the internet, people have received the Holy Spirit. So I have a track record, and I can give glory and honor to God that even today, by faith, some of you now have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the Bible evidence of speaking with tongues. I don't care when it happened. I just know that it happens. And if you prayed that prayer in faith, know today you have received God's promise, God's power, the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. That's all I have to say. I'm excited. Elder Derek, thank you so much So allow me the opportunity to minister to these, the people of God, in Jesus' name.
We definitely enjoyed you. I'm going to come right back to you, Bishop, to give a closing remark. I'm going to let Minister Brandon give a closing remark as well. But before I do that, I just have to say a word, too, because one of my speakers was not able to come on, and I do apologize for not getting the information to him in a time. I spoke with him earlier, and I thought I sent the information, but I didn't. That is my fault. But that's nothing but the devil trying to distract what we got going on now. You know, I got 3,700 people listening to us as we speak right now, and as the two men of God have spoken. And they've spoken and they gave a word that the Lord had them give. And it's only right that if I have a word to say to the 37, or I don't know how many people listening and said 3,700 a few seconds ago, and we're going to keep it moving, and then I'm going to have them have closing remarks, and we're going to get out your way. Don't take God all day to move. And as we noticed this last week, we had two souls get saved, and I just believe in my spirit and what the Lord is telling me right now. And I'm just going to read a scripture, and then I'm gonna be done. And the scripture I'm going to come to is something that I believe everybody needs to hear right now. If you've heard it before, good. If you've done it, great. If you haven't, this is who I'm talking to. If you haven't, this is the people I'm talking to. And that comes out of Romans 10:9. And it says, Romans 10:9, and in the King James Version, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart, God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. 10, from with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And when you hear that, upon your confession, you know, people think that you got to do this, do that, do this, do that. All you got to do is confess and then believe. And the rest of it will fall into place. What we want to do right now is we want to have the ability to have you believe. Because as sure as my name is there, we all have been appointed to die one day. If the Lord don't come back and take us, we're going to die. And if you have not made that confession, then I'm just going to tell you the truth. Hell will be your home. I'm not putting you there. It's just what the word said. But if you make this confession and you believe in your heart and you confess it, you shall be saved. And then the rest of everything else is going to come to you. I just want you to make that confession. And if you believe in what you heard tonight and you make that confession, your life is going to change. Your life, when you make that confession, your life will change. It will change for the good. Everything ain't going to always be all right. Everything ain't going to always go your way. But you will have the Lord on your side. I'd much rather go to any battle with the Lord on my side than anybody else. People are protesting, and they got a right to protest. People are marching, they got a right to march. People are upset, and they got a right to be upset. But as long as you got Jesus in your heart and Jesus in your life, all this is going on in the world today, it's already spoken about it in the Bible. And the Bible says be in this world, but don't be, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We are a difference maker. We are a difference maker. Don't let get caught up in all of this. We as Christians are a different maker. We have the power. We have the authority by what we speak and by what we say because who we believe in. And because who we believe in, he has the final say, not me. And as I heard the bishop say, he has the evidence. He has the scars. He has all that he has to prove that the word of God is true. I have some scars and some proof that the word of God is true. If you just believe in him and you confess in him and you believe that, and you believe that, then you shall be saved. You become a new creature in Christ. And when you become new, this means you're not going, everything ain't going to be all right, but you are new. You're his child. He will protect you. He will cover you when you don't even think you deserve to be covered. He will heal you when you don't deserve that you deserve to be healed. He will heal your family when you don't think that they deserve to be healed, when they don't feel worthy enough to be healed. If you just believe it and you confess it, and once you confess it and you believe it, let the Lord deal with the rest of this, and you get out the way and enjoy what the Lord wants you to enjoy. I'm going be honest with you right now, and I'm not going to preach too much longer, but I am free. And when you're free, and when you're free in Christ, you're free indeed. I am free. He went to Calvary's cross for all this mess that's going around, but I'm not a part of that because I'm not in that. And I know who I serve. I know regardless where the situation comes up, who my Savior is. If I have to get run down by police and be killed, I know that I'm going to go to heaven because the Lord is my Savior. I understand that this world is run demonic and there's some demonic people in here, but we have the power to live our life the way the Lord wants us to live our life. I'm done talking. I'm done speaking. I'm going to let Elder Brandon, I want to appreciate you, Bishop. I appreciate you for coming on the show tonight. And again, I will give you guys updates of anything that's going on by the people that we may have affected tonight. Again, I just want to thank you guys for being on the show. And I'm going to give you the respect and just in a few words to sum up your experience here. And then we're going to get out the way. So, Elder Brandon, I'm going to let you have some final words before you leave.
I just want to let it in my final statement that the word touched somebody. This is all we are. We're here for souls. That's my mission in life, is to get souls saved, souls delivered. And I hope someone got something out of the word. The Bible says be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to renew our mind daily to be transformed. And that's all I want. I want a body of people to be transformed by the word of God that he has implanted on this earth for us to live by. And so by that being said, that's my mission. In this world is to get so saved and delivered. And I thank Pastor Oliver for this opportunity to speak to a people so that the word of God may be uttered and heard through me. So I thank God for that.
We want to thank you, man. And again, give a shout out to your home church again.
My home church, Higher Ground Ministries, under the leadership of Aaron Johnson.
All right, Brandon, I thank you for coming on the show. It won't be the last time, but we definitely going to have you back on again. I want to bring on Bishop now for his closing remarks. I just want to say, Bishop, I thank you for taking the time out to share that powerful word.
Well, I want to say that amen to everyone that I'm thankful. Amen to Elder Derek, and even thinking about me in terms of it. You know, I have a Facebook program, a YouTube program, and I'm out there. And I had given a challenge, you know, Elder. I given a challenge this week on my program for people to actually minister the Holy Spirit. That's why it's so funny today. I didn't know we were going to go into talking about the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. I have a book out entitled The Holy Spirit, The Leader Within. So, I 7, 8, 14, 30 minutes don't give me enough time to really do what it is that I could really do in sharing with you step by step out of the Word of God how it's so easy to receive the Holy Spirit. But you had summed it up in Romans 10, 9, and 10, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in the heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Same way with the Holy Spirit. If you confess, amen, with your mouth, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, fill me, then Holy Spirit will fill you. There's the asking process that's found in Luke. There's such a need for that today. You know, I gave a challenge. If people, amen, you go out there, and that's what the early church did, Brother Derek. They went out, and they preached the gospel everywhere. The Bible says in Acts chapter 8. And I believe, amen, that we are to, in the midst of protest, in the midst of all that's going on, amen, we go out and preach that gospel, let people know about the reality of Christ Jesus. But you need the power of God. And Jesus Christ himself came in John chapter 1, John chapter 1, amen, verse 35, I believe it is. It talks about how Jesus came to baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And I believe, amen, that if Jesus was sent amen, for us to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, we need all the power we can get from on high. We need the Holy Spirit. So don't go out unequipped. Get all the power that you can. Get all the God that you can get. And I want to say this. In my personal testimony, I don't have going to church all my life. I used to be a clubber. I was out there clubbing, doing my thing. And this may help some people. But listen, man, God takes you where you're at. He can deliver you from whatever situation that you're in. And he can use you for the glory of God, regardless of what people think, regardless of what people will say. God can do that for you. And since he did that, I mean, I've seen three continents. I've seen over 30-some-odd states in the United States ministering this gospel all over the world. It's been nothing but God. I am so humbled and so blown away at what God can do if you'll trust him. So I'm talking to you out there, amen. Trust the Lord. God will lead you. He'll guide you. But be filled with the Holy Spirit. Move out in the dynamics of the Holy Ghost and watch and see what great things God can do. Now, if you want more information about the church, I'm the apostle of New Vision Christian Church Center in Warren, Ohio, 2219 Todd Avenue, Warren, Ohio, 2219 Todd Avenue in Warren, Ohio. And Pastor Joseph Harris is the pastor. We're here. You can look us up on Facebook. Just look up Pastor Vaughn on Facebook. Amen. And if you need any additional information, I'll send anyone information who is sincere about the things of God. See, God wants you and needs you in his army to continue to expand the kingdom of God. You said it's so true, Elder Derek, that we are in dual kingdoms. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. You're a citizen of the kingdom of God, and because you're a citizen of the kingdom of God, it's wonderful if you have a church or if you don't. The key is getting to understand the king of the kingdom. Jesus is the king of the kingdom, and he talked about that. And there's so much, amen, and so it's so rich. Once you have the Holy Spirit, he begins to lead you and give you understanding, not just about your purpose, but the purpose of the Christ, the cross. Jesus came and died and rose from the dead, and so now we represent him. And by representing him, amen, you, the lives and the souls that are out there, you're needed in expanding his desire, his work in the kingdom. Elder Derek, I'm proud of you. I'm honored. I love you. Keep up the good work in the Lord, and thank you so much for this moment of faith.
Bishop, we want to thank you, and again, I want to thank you for the giving your time. Giving the word, you know, people think that you can just give a word just by, you know, giving a word. They don't understand. And when I say this, preachers, and I'm quite sure you understand, it's hard to just give a word from the Lord when you got a lot of distractions, when you got a lot of things going around you. You know, it's hard to do. But we understand what we signed up for, and we understand what we have to do. I just appreciate you, love you. When I come home, I'm going to come check you out, and you know, this won't be the last time we have you on the show. I appreciate you, and again, when I come home, I'm going to check your book out, just to support. I think we need to support one another in our ministry, and just like you supported me and coming on the show, I guess we can support you. Not guess, we will support you in your book, as we continue to get the word out there, because we all on the same team and we're all trying to preach Christ. And as long as we do that, we will definitely on the same team. So, Bishop, I will be calling you personally a little bit after this show. I just want to thank you again. And thank you again for being on I Got a Word. I Have a Word. And I want to thank Elder Minister Blair for being on the show as well tonight. And again, my apologies for the other minister who we was texting back and forth. He was having trouble getting on the line. And like I said, we had over 3,700 people. And if you don't call in, and this is just word for knowledge how much we're growing, if you don't call in within 5 minutes before the show, it's kind of hard to get in because we got people all over the country listening to us. And when I say that, I don't say that braggingly. I say that because the Lord is doing something and the word is getting out. And regardless of who I use or what I use, the word is getting out the way the Lord wants the word to get out. And I'm just going to be, like I said, I'm the co-pilot of the plane. The Lord is leading us in directions. I don't know where we're going. So with that being said, I want to thank again the sponsors for sponsoring us. Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Brentwood Publishing, Finish Line, Pizza Hut. I also want to thank take this time out to thank all the listeners for listening, for coming on for this hour to listen to us, and being ready for us when we do come on. So I just want to say thank you. And with that being said, Bishop, again, I just want to say thank you, but we got to sign out. And I'm actually on time today and getting out of here. So from Chaos Talk, we just want to say thank you all and have a great night and continue to support us. And I'm going to have some information up about the total numbers that heard us tonight. And if we had any soul saves, I believe I'm working on someone in Sharon right now. So I'll get that back out to everybody. And tonight, I just want to say keep our leaders in prayer, keep our pastors, our bishops in prayer, keep our president and Congress people, all our leaders all over the world, just keep them in prayer. But also know this, and I'm going to say this when we get out of here. If your leader is Jesus, you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
And I'm just, God, you have nothing to worry about. If your leader is Jesus, I don't care what the president say, what he do, what he think, really doesn't matter because it really don't affect you. The Lord has the final say-so in his kid's life.
Amen.
So if you're part of his kid, he will have the final say-so. But with that being said, we are out. Thank everyone for listening to us. This is Derek Oliver, Chaos Talk Radio, and we're out.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for about the radio world. This is the Chaos Talk Show with your host, the one and only Derek Oliver.